We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you're with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and also with us every week, your two co-hosts, investigative journalist Bill Sardi. And Bill, I got to bring something up right away. A couple of days ago, you sent me a study that I think will shock people, and it involved Parkinson's disease, and we think of that as a brain problem, obviously, but tell us about this study that linked it to something else in our biology.
Well, David, there is a toxic protein. Let's see if I can say it. Alpha-synuclein. Alpha-synuclein. Okay. Well, alpha-synuclein is this toxic protein, and they find it jumps from – it starts in the gut, and it jumps from one cell to the next and then to the next until it makes its way all the way to your brain, and that is the toxic substance that messes you up in Parkinson's disease, and it starts in your gut. And this has been kind of theorized for 10 years or so, and now they've got the conclusive proof of this. This is unbelievable. I mean, and to think in our gut, and, you know, what do they call this now, the biome,
yeah,
you know, our library or whatever you want to call it of bacteria, good bacteria that fights the bad bacteria. And so, you know, and it's acid forming bacteria. That's what we call it, acidophilus and bifidus. And therefore being acid, as new germs come in, and we don't eat sterile food, so we get various germs coming in and even viruses. And so they're taken care of by the good stuff, you know, that's fighting it and competing with it. And so what happens is to see that, and what was the headline a few days ago, something about artificial sweeteners disrupt your normal gut flora, they call it. So I think, wasn't that the headline, David?
Well, yeah, what was shocking to people was that the artificial sweeteners, the diet sodas, they actually found could be causing diabetes. And the way it was causing diabetes is these artificial sweeteners were disturbing, as you said, the gut flora, which then changed the relationship between the way your body dealt with sugar and tended to push people towards diabetes.
Okay. Look, our audience likes to hear the problem, but where did we lead them as far as a solution? And so I have to tell you, and it sounds a little self-serving because we try not to do too much of that at the beginning of the show, but a good way to cleanse your gut would be fill in the blank. Let's let the audience think what their answer is. Keep thinking. The answer is garlic. Okay, now if you had a different answer, you can't compete with garlic. That's all I can tell you, okay? Because garlic kills every known bacterium, virus, fungus, amoeba, everything going, okay?
But so does it kill the good stuff too, Bill?
You know, they've got every one of these waterborne diseases. You know, garlic knocks it out. They've got some sort of a thing I'm not allowed to tell you about that it's a virus over in Africa and it's making its way over here. And garlic will knock that out too, believe me. And so the story is that garlic, you know, we really need to have garlic in our diet. And the problem is we cook it and we do things that destroy the main active ingredient called allicin. And then there's a lot of garlic pills that pretend to deliver allicin. Look, you get a garlic clove, you pull it off the bulb, and then crush it and really macerate it good, and you've mixed an enzyme in there, and then you've got allicin. Now, the problem is it's outside your stomach. How do you get it down your throat? Because it's extremely pungent and biting and difficult on the throat and difficult on your stomach, and then you've got all the garlic breath and odor problem because it actually comes out of your skin. People can smell it in a room. So it is the right thing. It's just how do you tolerate it? And, of course, our sponsor's product, Garlazyme, which has a new name now. We're going to tell you about Garlanix and tell you why Garlazyme's now Garlanix. But that wonderful alkaline buffered garlic powder keeps the bite away, but it allows the enzyme that activates allicin to be preserved, so in about 9 seconds after it hits your gut, it starts to work. And the good news is, and there's three different studies I've accumulated on this, is garlic's allicin and all the other molecules in there, which includes selenium and sulfur and vitamin B1, there's a little B1 in there, is that it doesn't interfere with your gut flora. It kills the bad guys and knows how to leave the good guys alone. Isn't that wonderful?
That is so important, because I think, you know, here, Bill, we talked about Parkinson's disease. A toxin that can cause Parkinson's disease can start in your gut. A tendency towards diabetes could start in your gut.
It's not from a germ. It's from a misfolded protein. But these misfolded proteins, they occur in the brain, too. And they're occurring because you've obviously got a disrupted environment there, you know. So, and you know, isn't it interesting when we look at garlic here? The latest literature, July 2014, garlic treats lead, you know, lead poisoning. And then Digestive Diseases and Sciences, October 5, 2014. And if you use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, now that's like ibuprofen,
your painkillers.
Motrin is what I want to say is a brand name. If you use that, and you use garlic extract, which is allicin, with it, it works a lot better. Isn't that interesting? And
really?
Then over here is ampicillin, which is a common one of the cillin antibiotics, and they used a fresh garlic extract with allicin in it. And sure enough, the antibiotic worked better. Now, I'm just trying to say, look, why aren't we using garlic? And if you're trying to, you know, nix the breath problem and nix the odor problem, that's where the new Garlanix pill comes in. Now, we're calling it Garlanix now because one of the flatteries of having a wonderful problem like Garlazyme is everybody copied its name, garlic, thyme, and everybody, you know, Garlazyme is who we are, and, you know, somebody wrote Garliczyme. And, you know, everybody's got that on the internet, and they're all trying to steal the name and then make you believe it's really this first alkaline buffered proven in humans to produce the real allicin, the real McCoy thing. And so we were having so much trouble with this, we decided to call it Garlanix. So, you know, when everyone else tries to copy you, you noticed all the cars, you know, you can hardly tell one brand of car from another anymore because – you know, the Chevy, what was it, the Dodge truck. Now, remember the rough-looking front of the Dodge truck? Now everybody has a rough-looking truck that looks like Dodge. So, you know, everybody copies the leader, but none of them have the real McCoy alkaline buffering, which is patented. It's a wonderful way to really get allicin without the garlic breath and without the garlic odor. And I have another development for you, David.
Okay.
We now have Garlanix in time release. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, one of the problems to try to completely snuff out this garlic breath and odor problem is let it be time release so it only a little bit comes out over time. But you and I have talked about garlic's effect to create hydrogen sulfide, a gas, which then creates nitric oxide, a gas, that then widens our blood vessels. Wonderful. That improves our circulation, which then ripples through our body, is a messenger of health and sets off alarms in our body so that, you know, garlic is pungent. It's something bad in the way the body sees it. And so, therefore, it turns on all the body's defenses, and it has an internal antioxidant system called NRF2 that then activates glutathione catalase superoxide dismutase, the body's naturally formed internal endogenous antioxidant. So you do that when you get the real allicin. And that's interesting. So, you know, and by the way, garlic thins the blood better than aspirin. It is an anti-inflammatory. We talked about its properties to with germs, and there hasn't been a germ that can stand up to it yet. And certainly even allicin from garlic goes inside a cancer cell and sucks all the glutathione out of it, so it can't live, and it doesn't even harm the healthy cells. So if you want to know more about our sponsor's product, which we try to push to the end of the show, but because of the topic here at the front part of the show today, Garlinex, our newly named Garlazyme product, 866-674-3955. And isn't it wonderful that Garlinex costs only $8.60 a month? You buy three bags, 1 month supply bags, you get a fourth one free, and the shipping is absolutely free. How do you get the world's best garlic for the world's best price? It's true. 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. In the back of your mind, whatever health fear you have, what is it? A virus that might be circulating around here soon? The flu? Cancer cells? Germs that might get you? Whatever that fear is, guess what counters it? Go ahead. We're doing that quiz again. You think, certainly you know by now, garlic. And you can use fresh crushed garlic if you can get it down every day. God bless you. Otherwise, you might look into our new Garlinex capsules. It's renamed from Garlazyme. And certainly you want to know more about it. And it's economical, and I'd stock up on them because I have a feeling that there's some fears, some health fears going to be spread in this country with a little virus coming here from outside the country. And the fears are going to be bigger than the real health threat itself. So that's what I can tell you there. Anyway, look, we said enough. And I wish we could do this show without commercials, but every once in a while we have to talk about our sponsor's product. Well, by the way, I thought everybody would like to know, David, and I'm stepping on you again for just one more second. It's kind of interesting. Botanists say they're going to save sick and deadly trees by injecting. Okay, fill in the blank.
Garlic?
Got it. So wow. The allicin from garlic, and they're saying it's making sick trees healthy again. So it's interesting. Okay, so, you know, don't let them just use it for the trees, you know. You can use it. I got a couple of sick trees out here in my yard that I think I might try it on. So
dump it in the soil.
Well, yeah, there you go. So
it might happen. Well, I tell you what, that's pretty fascinating. All the more reason to take care of your gut flora. And one of the best things that'll fight off the bad guys, if you will, that won't hurt the good guys. Yeah, and you know, antibiotics will kill some bad guys. They kill all your good guys, and that can create some really important repercussions. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Hey, listen, investigative journalist Bill Sardi is with us, and he's going to tell us, we're going to talk about the 10 health myths. But I do want to tell you all something since we were talking about the health of your gut. I was able to interview Dr. Susie Cohen. She's a pharmacist, written a couple of good books. And I was asking her, she was talking a lot about the importance of probiotics, which are your friendly bacteria, things you get from fresh sauerkraut, plain homemade yogurt, and the supplements that are out there in the health food stores. But I said, most people know that antibiotics and birth control pills are particularly destructive to probiotics. I said, what other medications should we worry about when it comes to probiotics? You know what her answer was, Bill? All of them. All of them. And so since most people have allowed themselves to get talked into medication, just remember, at the very least, this is where probiotics and Garlinex and things like this come in, because if you don't keep that bionome in good shape, you degrade towards autoimmune conditions, maybe Parkinson's, this new study. So just word to the wise. But let's go ahead, Bill, and I'm interested in these health myths.
Oh, these lists come up in the major news media, especially online. 10 awful nutrition myths perpetuated by the media. Let's see how you handle these, because I didn't agree with them all. Myth number one, bread and carbohydrates are bad for you. They're saying that's a myth.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen it comes from the old dietitian thing, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. So they're just like, you eat X amount of calories, you'll be fine. It's the quality of the calories. So I'm going to have to say agriculture has been one of the most destructive forces in the health of mankind. So I'm going to say that we ought to be eating closer to how our Creator intended us. And it was not a grain-based diet. There were some grains in it, but no, I'm going to disagree with that one.
Well, you know, they fatten the cattle by putting them in the feeding pen, and they give them
grains.
This is the fill in the blank show today.
Yeah.
So they give them grains, and that fattens them up. So be careful there. And yes, the whole grains do show benefits, but they show it because of a little molecule in there called IP6, which you can get at the health food store. Kind of controls minerals and keeps you from calcifying, a whole bunch of things. But you know, unless you've got the bran. And a lot of things that say they're cracked wheat or whole grain really don't have much bran in them, and it's the bran that makes it healthy. You know, so I have a little bit of bran by the spoonful two or three times a week. Keeps you regular, too. So myth number two, eggs are bad for you. They're saying that's a myth.
I agree. It is a myth. But I'm going to put a qualifier on it, Bill. I used to work for a guy many years ago who had a chicken house, okay? And if you go to the typical commercial chicken house and see the sick, drugged, maimed chickens, I wouldn't eat an egg from that chicken. But a real chicken that scratches around the ground is fed healthy food. I think eggs are awesome food.
You know, things that start life are chocked full of nutrients. And so nuts and seeds and eggs. And so that's just a little rule. And I think probably eggs are the best vitamin pill we got going outside of, you know, man-made things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's – and they've never shown – yes, eggs slightly raise your cholesterol, but most of your cholesterol is made in your liver, not by your diet. And there's been never any evidence that eggs increase the mortality rate. So, you know, it's interesting. And then we went and used a statin drug to lower cholesterol, which never did lower the mortality rate either. But, you know, the point is eggs do not raise the mortality rate. You can eat eggs. And if you want something and you're diabetic and your body's kind of searching for something, go get a boiled egg instead of, you know, a candy bar. It really helps. I mean, it satisfies you.
Mm-hmm.
How about the next myth, number three, red meat causes cancer? Yes or no, David? Come on, take a stand.
The iron in red meat can cause cancer.
Okay. And I did do a show here with you and I, and we talked about it didn't show up as cancer until some of these processed meats were used, which are iron plus the nitrates and, you know, the preservatives. So, again, maybe that's true, too. But red meat is highly available. Iron, your body absorbs it whether you need it or not from plant foods. Even from spinach, a lot of iron in there, but it's only absorbed on an as-needed basis from plant foods.
Right.
But you get too much when you eat red meat. So we try to tell people, you know, women after menopause, men after they're fully grown, really got to temper down red meat a little bit. Myth number four, saturated fat is bad for you. Yes or no?
No, if it's real saturated fat.
Well, saturated fat, you know, Kat James, you folks need to get acquainted with her name. Kat James wrote a book, The Truth About Beauty. But boy, The Truth About Beauty, Beauty, Beauty. I mean, she was really a plus size girl at one time and had to find her own way out of this. I mean, she developed liver disease. She was a real chubby. And what happened to Kat? She's a nice, slender woman today, and she backed away from the carbs. That turns to sugar. She backed away from the refined sugars, and saturated fat is what satisfied her. You know, and she's taught folks a little bit of butter on the end of your tongue as you start to eat. You know, as we get a little bread and butter. Well, if you get that butter, you won't eat as much because you're starting to be satisfied. So saturated fat can be good for you. And
Bill, there was just a study that said increased saturated fat from dairy products lowered the risk of diabetes.
There you go. Myth number five, salt causes high blood pressure and should be avoided. True or false?
It's maybe indicated in 5% of the cases or so.
Right. The people that have kidney disease, otherwise we can eat salt, and our body has handled salt very well over centuries, and it's just made that way. And, of course, salt is going to hold water in our body, and we could get a little bit too much blood pressure. But it's our filtering of our kidneys. By the way, if you've got bad kidneys, you really want to get after using that rice bran extract called IP6 to cleanse the kidneys, along with vitamin B1, benfotiamine form, and some flaxseed meal, which has lignans in it to clean out your kidneys. And I don't – whatever your kidney problem is from diabetes or whatever, let me say it again. Your list for kidney health to get you off of the kidney, list, transplant list. So if you want to get off that list, flaxseed and lignans from flaxseed meal, it's the crushed seed, vitamin B1 – as benfotiamine, and it's the IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6, rice bran extract. Myth, salt does not cause high blood pressure. Number 6, whole grain bread is better than white bread.
Yeah. I don't know how much better, and I don't know what better means in terms of turning to sugar. They both do about the same. But at least you get more nutrition. I think they have to add synthetic vitamins to white bread to legally call it food. So I'll say that's yes, but not by much. That
would
be my take.
They're bringing up the nonsense thing in here by saying that whole grain has more of the IP6 from the bran portion.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why it's healthy for you. It controls the mineral. It doesn't make you anemic, and that's not true. And so, this is a big – we won't settle this argument. Just whole grain is better than white bread by far.
Yes.
But I will tell you that be careful about, too much bread. Bread, rice, and pasta turns to sugar. They're the carbohydrates. Unless you're a marathon runner, then you can get away with it. Myth number 7, high fructose corn syrup is worse than sugar. Oh, my gosh. They're listing some studies done by the fructose sugar people to say that high fructose corn sugar is no worse than table sugar, which is sucrose. Can you believe this?
No.
We didn't have this diabetes epidemic until they introduced high fructose corn syrup. And we didn't have the candida infections, the overgrowth of yeast, the sugar-craving yeast in our digestive tracts, until it was introduced in the 1970s. High fructose corn syrup. If you turn anything around and look at a label that you buy in the food store and it says fructose, bye-bye, get rid of it as soon as you can.
Wasn't fructose indicated in cataracts as well?
Yeah, as well.
Okay.
Myth number 8, too much protein can cause bone and kidney damage. Now, they're saying that's a myth.
Bill, here's the thing. The only people I've ever met in 40 years – where some of these bodybuilder guys who were taking supplements are taking like 70 grams of protein in a serving and doing it 3 times a day. Oh, if you're going to be really exaggerated, protein can be hard on the kidneys. But in the real world, most of us don't get enough. So it's sort of a non-issue for most people, honestly.
Okay, and myth number 10, eating small meals throughout the day stokes your metabolic fire. Well, I don't know about that. I do know, you know, we were, you know, humans were hunter-gatherer kind of, what do they say, grazers, you know, through the day. But that's only because they could only find it, you know, as they ate it as they found it. So that was maybe part of the answer. They certainly had trouble overeating. I think the refrigerator did us in because they're going to store the food and keep it. But and the refrigerator is a nice place to raid, you know, in the middle of the night for that ice cream and that kind of stuff. But I think that people are having insulin problems probably would say it's easier to eat small meals through the day. But I think if you don't have those insulin problems, and you have them because – you probably have iron overload, and we've talked about this, and we'll do it more another day when we have more time. But watching your iron overload problem is watching a blood number called your ferritin number, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N, F as in Frank, ferritin, and that measures your iron storage levels. And if your ferritin level is up, you're not going to be handling sugars very well, and you're going to have insulin resistance and then fatigue. And you're going to pass out eating things that are sugary. So you're going to get sleepy is what my point is. And talking about sugar and sleepy, David.
You know what? How about if we pause on that moment and take a short break here?
Oh, you're always bringing the knife down on me. Okay.
Well, we're just going to slice the bread here, Bill. And don't worry, folks. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Don't be shy, email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com, that's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment, point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. And I cut him off mid-sentence so we could take a little break and let you all ponder what we talked about. So, Bill, I've lifted the curtain. You were going to tell us something.
Okay, behind the curtains is a wonderful little study. It was just done in mice, so a little bit of caution here, but I think there's some truth to this. So what they did is they took clarified grapefruit juice. Now, clarified means they take the pulp out. So it's consistently just looks like juice, okay?
Okay.
And not lumpy. And so then they gave it to mice fed a high-fat diet with that had already developed insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is when the insulin from the pancreas gets in the bloodstream but can't get into your cells to make energy, and that's usually caused by iron overload. And then this high-fat insulin-resistant diet with weight gain in mice. And so they just gave the grapefruit juice, and sure enough, it really worked quite well, and it calmed down a lot of things, not weight gain, but it did a lot of health-promoting things. It increased blood glucose sugar levels, and to the similar extent as the anti-diabetic drug metformin. Can you imagine this? It was
really
as good as metformin. And fasting insulin levels, your insulin levels will be high in your bloodstream because they're not getting into your cells in insulin resistance. So the insulin levels went down, the blood sugar levels went down, and so it worked pretty well. I mean, it wasn't an absolute knockout drop, but it worked as well as those drugs. And that's just, you know, the clarified grapefruit juice. And it's a lot of those molecules that are in grapefruits, you know, that we call them bioflavonoids or polyphenols. They're pretty good. But I want to give a plug for, and it's a free one. I'm not involved in this commercially, but I am a spokesperson for Purity Products in New York. And I just thought this was a good idea of theirs. Okay, let's get some oranges. Let's put them in the juicer. And then we let it stand a couple minutes while we get the crowd together for breakfast. In that time, that orange juice is turning to sugar. And if you're already buying already made orange juice, there's a lot of sugar in there. Now, if you can get it down quicker than 20 minutes before you, after you've put it through the juicer, then it won't be as sugary and it won't race to your head like that and cause all those troubles. But the problem with so many juicing things is you get a lot of sugar when you're using fruits. And so that's a problem. Purity Products developed a little product called Certified Organic Juice Cleanse. And they come in a couple of flavors. There's a red and a purple or something like this. But the point is, what they did is they took all that stuff that's in strawberries, cranberries, raspberries, carrots, blueberries, pomegranates, blackberries, and so on. And they took all this, oh, Jesus, a few thousand milligrams, and stuck it with some things they get from beets, pineapples, bananas, flaxseed, and so on. And they made it into a juice cleanse powder. Oh. And then they thickened it with natural acacia gum and put stevia extract. Stevia is a non-caloric sweetener from nature, and that's the sweetener. And now you don't get all that sugar, and you just mix your own juice from the powder with a little bit of cold water. I love the idea. If you're interested in that idea, a lot of you are into juicing, Purity Products, go to purityproducts.com. They are offering this wonderful new product, Certified Organic Juice Cleanse. We like cleanses. 800-256-6102 is the number they give. 800-256-6102. That's Purity Products Certified Organic Juice Cleanse. I like the idea. It has a natural sweetener and none of the big sugar that orange juice and other fruit juices make. And you still get a juice in the morning. And just like you're doing in your juicer, 800-256-6102. It's a free plug for them. But I just thought the idea was good.
You know what I'm going to do, Bill?
What?
I think that is a great idea because people are looking for something tasty to drink. And, you know, we think of fruit juice as natural. But, you know, you drink 10 oranges at once and it's too much sugar. That's a great idea. I'm going to put my artery-helping L-arginine in that product. Because I typically use a little fruit juice just because arginine – you know, kind of nasty tasting all by itself. I'd much rather use that product by Purity. That sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like a good little idea.
Yeah.
Dr. John Mandrola is a well-known cardiologist, and he's bringing up a topic, let's stop the unnecessary treatment of heart disease. Do you know how wonderful and ethical our cardiologists are? They got rid of nitroglycerin. Hardly hear of it anymore. Anybody run around with their nitro tablets? And they just stick in all these stents, these little wire props. when you get angina, chest pain. Look, they could be doing it all with nitroglycerin tablets, and whatever happened to that? They got rid of them, they don't use them, and they don't prescribe them anymore because they make more money sticking wire stents into your coronary arteries. Come on, stop this nonsense. But Dr. John Mandrola bringing up a big thing, and we talked about it last show, 86% of heart attacks could be prevented. Remember the smoking, drinking, and all those kind of lifestyle things, which we certainly know about. If you're having trouble backing away from the drinking, you might look up a little pill called Blucetin, B-L-U-C-E-T-I-N, from the Asian raisin tree. It will cause you to back away from drinking. But, you know, as Dr. Mandrola goes on, he's talking about atrial fibrillation. I've had a little bit of this from time to time. The top chambers of your heart starts to flutter, and you got to watch that you don't get a blood clot from this. So they put you on blood thinners, but it doesn't address the cause. And then they do this ablation. They get this, you know, they go in there and they ablate part of the heart. So they stick this electric charge on there and kill off the nerves, thinking that's, oh, come on, Dr. Mandrola says. You know, he's showing that if you get after lifestyle thing, you back off the alcohol, you get enough sleep, you get your weight down, and I'm getting in the pool now as every day that I can. So when I jump in the swimming pool, then I see this problem kind of get, you know, go away. And so good things for it are magnesium and fish oil, particularly zinc knocked out mine. You can read online all of my knowledgeofhealth.com. Look up Bill Sardi, knowledgeofhealth.com, atrial fibrillation, all of the things I went through to find the answers. Zinc was a big help to me in knocking it out. But to put it to bed, lifestyle things really work. And, you know, and what he's saying is, why are we doing all this unnecessary treatment? Yes, why are we? What happened to the nitroglycerin tablets? And so, you know, the cardiologist can make more money on something else, so you don't hear about nitro anymore. You're probably in the wrong generation if you're listening to me about this. But anyway, so that's what that goes.
Well, I think in general, Bill, I think if people actually saw what they called the number needed to treat, if they saw that most of these treatments, where they do have a big effect on a risk number, like a cholesterol number, blood pressure number, a blood thinning number, they actually have a small effect on the health outcome.
Are some things we talk about here. We're going to go through the whole list that dilate your blood vessels. And that's that nitric oxide effect we talk mm-hmm. about. You can get it from citrulline or arginine. You can get it. Those are amino acids. You can get it from the garlic product we just talked about, Garlinex, and there's various things that do it. One of them is real hot red cayenne pepper. And remember the fellow that wrote the book Left for Dead?
Dr. Dick Quinn.
Yeah, Dick Quinn said, you know, he had this angina, and the doctor said there was nothing they could do for him anymore. And a little neighbor lady came over and gave him this red hot, there's a heat factor number on these things, and they gave him the red hot peppers. And it took care of his angina, and boom, it went away. Now, doctors aren't into prescribing red hot peppers, but you might think of it if you're having a little angina. Separate that out from heartburn. Heartburn comes after you eat, and it comes because the stomach acid, oftentimes bile acid, is coming back up into your esophagus. So that's different. We call it heartburn, but angina is a chest pain, and you might be sweating a little bit and so on. And you may have vasoconstriction, the little blood vessels in your heart cramping down, and you need a vasodilator. And if you're having that kind of problem, you're worried about it, and you're a truck driver, just pull into the next truck stop and go get some hot pepper. You know, a little bit of what do I want to say, that you shake in the bottle.
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah, Tabasco sauce. So, you know, get a little bit of that, and it'll dilate you out, and that works, you know, pretty well. By the way, if you have asthma, and you're a trucker, you pull into the truck stop and get a little coffee because that has the same molecules in the most common drug that they use, to theophylline, to treat asthma. And roadside remedies, you know. So, and I'm sure you could find a little garlic out there too. You know, all of these are good things to learn, and we try to pass them along to folks as we talk here. You know, we're blabbermouths on the air. You know, they say that – everybody tries to get someone else to believe like they believe, to agree with them. And so that's what we try to do. The only thing is we're not doing for the sake of being smarter or whatever. We're trying to get something across to you as an audience. Now, I don't know how we say this and we're not patting ourselves on the back for it, but, well, we care about you. Now, how do we show we care about an audience? Because it's giving ourselves away for free. That's the only ethic that really modern medicine should adopt, and we should be putting ourselves out of business, because if everybody gets healthy, we can close down this radio show as well as they can close down all the doctor's offices and all the drug companies, etc. So if we can get everybody healthy, and believe me, you got to travel around the world, as I have a little bit when you go to Japan and areas of the Greek diet and so on, where you see people living awfully long and they haven't seen a doctor in 30 or 40 years. And that's very common. So, you know, you can live without all that doctoring and these medical bills. And we talked about it last show, you know, a modern medicine is the number one cause of bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy. I want to talk about something else. Prostate cancer's penchant for copper may be its fatal flaw, it says. And, you know, all tumors, particularly solid tumors, grow. The front edge of the tumor is growing like the front edge of a forest fire. And it uses copper and sugar and iron to grow. Yeah, those are the three growth factors. Copper and iron and sugar.
Wow.
Now, particularly copper, there isn't as much copper in your body, a couple hundred milligrams, a few thousand milligrams of iron if you're iron overloaded. But the point is, copper is the real nasty guy. And it's interesting. Resveratrol, the red wine molecule that we talk about here on the air oftentimes, resveratrol is a molecule from nature. They get it from grapes or giant knotweed is another little source for it. That's the one, the source they use in the dietary supplements. But it is solely a copper chelator. It means it attaches to copper. Wouldn't that be interesting? Take the copper out of there. Will a tumor really grow very fast? And it's just interesting to learn. And if you are interested in red wine pills and what they are is a mimic, a molecular mimic of a fasting diet, like that people fasted in the Bible. Well, you probably don't have the discipline to fast, but you can take a red wine pill called Longevinix, and it is the only one that has been tested in humans and in animals. And that's 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. You ask them, they'll send you an information package. There is no overselling. There's no pressure. We just want to educate you. 866-405-4000. You leave your name and phone number because nobody's going to hound you. You're going to catch them in the off hours because the hours of our show here, they'll get back to you, send you whatever you'd like. And 866-405-4000. Longevinix is the name of the product, like the word longevity, and it goes after the copper. So that's interesting to know. So
You know, Bill, I have a question about that, but we're going to take a short break here. But I have somebody asked me a question about copper and Alzheimer's, and I think it dovetails nicely into what you just told us. So we'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stout of the Health Warrior. and Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. So, Bill, I have a question about you. Not too long ago, somebody asked me, hey, you know, I've read that copper is good at preventing Alzheimer's. I've read that copper can cause Alzheimer's. What's the deal? And, you know, actually, both can be true. Copper helps you create some of your important antioxidants like SOD and glutathione, which would help prevent damage to the brain. But certain kinds of copper can build up in the brain and cause damage. So we need copper, but copper can be a villain, just like you said. So how does something like Longevinex with its red wine molecule, how does it know the difference? Or
copper is needed for connective tissue. That's the gooey stuff in between our cells. And as David said, for making certain internal endogenous antioxidant enzymes. But generally speaking, copper starts to accumulate, and we, our assertion is that we die of, we age more rapidly because we're accumulating copper and iron and calcium, the minerals. And the more we do that, the more we eat red meat and get iron, the more that we get dairy products and calcium, the faster we're going to age. But resveratrol grabs that copper, and that's a good thing because, you know, if you lay copper outside and iron, which one rusts first? The copper turns green overnight. The iron takes a while before you get that little red rusty thing. So it's really a powerful oxidant. If you put a little bit of copper in a lab dish, it'll really oxidize or harden your cholesterol. So if you have something that goes after the copper, you know, you really got a healthy thing in your body, and that's what resveratrol does.
Okay.
And again, the copper grabber is – I remember Johnny Carson in the old show that he did with the copper clappers. Anyway, if you want that one, go online to YouTube and look up Johnny Carson and the copper clappers. But if you want the real copper clapper, it's called Longevinex and 866-405-4000. We're plugging our sponsor's product, Longevinex, 866-405-4000. And we wanted to do something quickly, and then we're going to go to the next show to finish it. But I wanted to remind everybody about my son Matthew's math teacher, Richard Garcia. It's called Basic Math Solutions. My son's the 10-year-old marketing director. I have no commercial involvement. But Richard Garcia is teaching kids who can't learn math and making them good at it. Not only good, they're two or three grades ahead of the rest of the kids. And he did it for my child, and he can do it for yours. And you can teach him at home for your homeschool mom. If you want a career, get Richard Garcia's handbooks. And if you have a heart for tutoring kids, you can learn his method and teach kids this method, and they can learn math for the first time. The schools are teaching this crazy Common Core stuff. It's crony capitalism. They're trying to get all these kids to take tests, and the testing companies make all the money off your poor kids. They're taking advantage of them. It's basicmathsolutions.com, basic, M-A-T-H, solutions.com, Richard Garcia. Take a look, and if you want a little career, you're a retired teacher or something, you want to teach kids math, learn all about it at Basic Math Solutions. Now, I wanted to go through the head-to-toe thing as quick as we can. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Supplements, David, that you would recommend for hair?
Biotin, 5 to 10 milligrams, silica. Make sure you get an absorbable one, and an herb called Fo Ti that the Chinese use to strengthen the adrenal glands. That's
okay, and I would say hyaluronic acid, it thickens the hair, and vitamin B1 darkens the hair. Okay, what would you pick for the brain, better memory function?
Especially omega-3 fish oil, preferably the high DHA. And I really got to say good things about, probably heard about it, called Prevagen, the jellyfish extract. There's a lot of things, but I think those are the two most important.
Okay, and I found a big boost with magnesium threonate, not the other forms of magnesium, but the magnesium threonate, T-H-R-E-O-N-A-T-E. Let's go on down. We're just trying to go through the body head to toe. For ears and hearing, maybe something for tinnitus, the ringing in the ears?
Bioflavonoids in general, there's a periwinkle extract called vinpocetin that has helped. There's a Chinese formula called clear tinnitus, and sometimes the mushroom lion's mane, which works on nerve stability. Those are some of the things we try.
Okay, I would add anything that makes glutathione. So that would be NAC, N-acetylcysteine, NAC in the stores.
Garlinex.
Garlinex, those kind of things are good for it. Remember now, because I've learned a lesson, if you're having ringing in the ears and you're dizzy, you could have atrial fibrillation. We'll talk about that in another show. Let's go to the eyes real quick. What comes to mind, David?
Longevinex, it's had studies. And
okay,
then,
by brand.
And hyaluronic acid.
Okay, but let's look at the things that are good for the eyes. Hyaluronic acid, certainly floaters, those kind of things.
Lutein and bilberry.
Lutein and bilberry, and certainly lutein and its zeaxanthin, its companion. Excellent for improving glare vision, reading vision, and so on. And they're finding a relationship between lutein in the eye and the brain. That's interesting. We'll come back with another show. How about the nose, like nasal sinus problems?
Xylitol-based nasal sprays work particularly well. N-acetylcysteine and serrapeptase for controlling mucus and nettles. Quercetin.
Okay. And, you know, we find sinus conditions going away with our Garlinex capsule.
Yeah, that's true.
Good. Against fungus. Most of these are fungal when you're talking about sinus conditions. How about your teeth, David? We'll come back with another show with the teeth because we've got a special product we want to do.
That's right.
So let's move on down the body. Just real quick for the heart, the top three.
Top three. Give me four, Bill, and I'll say vitamin C, fish oil, arginine, D3. And there's plenty
okay.
more.
Okay, you got to get magnesium. You certainly got to get your garlic and resveratrol. But resveratrol keeps a heart attack from damaging your heart. It's called preconditioning. Okay, we got to move on down. Anything for the lungs? I think the first thing I think of for the lungs is NAC, that N-acetylcysteine.
Exactly. Silica and aloe vera.
Aloe vera, of all things. Okay, good choice. Those are all good things. And how much time do we have, David?
Just about a minute.
Oh. Gee, we're not going to get to the important part.
Well, you know what, Bill?
Well, but David,
we worked our way
from the head and the ears and the nose and on down, and we got to the chest, and we're just ready to get down there below the belt, and we've got to nix this show, Dave.
We'll
all have to come back for the X-rated part of this show next week here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Sign off for us, David.
Yes. Hey, listen, everybody. It's real simple. I always have a question that I want to ask everybody, and this is trying to crack the egg a little bit for you. By next week, somebody tell me, I want it just one drug. Name me one drug that actually makes a person healthy, and you can't do it. The only thing that makes you healthy is diet, lifestyle, and nutrition, and that's what we're trying to get across to you, and it'll save you money and make you healthy. And thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.